Somewhere in New Jersey, right now, a number is quietly getting bigger. In March, a company called CareCloud found out someone had been inside its computer systems for 6 days. CareCloud runs the software that thousands of doctors' offices across America use to hold patient records, book appointments, and send bills. When it first told the public what had happened, the number of people affected was around 350,000. A big breach, but a countable one. 5 months later, that number was 10 times bigger. Not a little bigger. 10 times. 3,756,000 people. And here is the part that should make you sit up. It grew again the day before this story was written. Not 5 months later. The day before. If your medical file has ever passed through this kind of software, this is your story too. The data taken was not just an appointment history, it was full names, home addresses, dates of birth, social security numbers, driving license numbers, bank and card details, and medical and insurance information. That is not a health record. That is a complete identity, wrapped in a bow, sitting somewhere it should never have been. A fox does not need the whole henhouse to eat well. It only needs the door left open once. So how does a number grow 10 times over 5 months? Follow the trail with me, the way a fox would, because the trail is the whole story. An intruder got into one of CareCloud's cloud storage systems in the second week of March. Not for an hour, for 6 days. Nobody noticed until the 16th. 8 days after that, CareCloud filed a routine document with financial regulators, the kind public companies are required to file when something material happens. That document mentioned the intrusion. It did not shout about it, and to be fair, it was not supposed to. Then, month after month, individual states started getting their own separate reports. Texas heard about 270,000 affected residents. Massachusetts heard about 72,000. Oregon, South Carolina, and a few others, each with their own smaller figure. Add them up at that point, and you land somewhere near 350,000. That is the number that made headlines through the summer. Here is the mechanism, the actual hinge the whole story turns on. Under the health privacy law in America, called HIPAA, a healthcare organization does not just tell the public once and move on. It has to formally register the breach with the Federal Health Department's own Office for Civil Rights, and that registration is public. It sits on a government website that anyone can go and check for themselves, and that registration is where the real number lives, not the press release, not the state filing, the federal portal. When journalists finally checked that portal in the middle of August, the figure sitting there was 3,756,469 people, 10 times the number the public had been told, and it was not even settled yet. One outlet checked it on the Monday and saw 3,371,000. They checked again the next day, and it had climbed past 3,750,000. The number was moving while people were still trying to report on it. Think about a fox reading a scent trail after rain. The trail looks faint at first, a single thread through the grass. Follow it far enough and you realize it was never one animal's path. It is dozens, all crossing the same ground, and the faint trail you start with was only ever the part still visible from where you were standing. That is what happened here. The state filings were real. The public statement was not, strictly speaking, a lie. But each of them was a single thread, filed by a different office, on a different timetable, and none of them was ever required to show the whole crossing. Only the federal registration had to carry the true total, and almost nobody thought to check it until months later. The fox that only reads the nearest thread ends up hunting the wrong ground entirely. And here is the turn in the story. The gap was not really about hackers. Hackers got in. And that part, sadly, is common enough now that it barely counts as news on its own. The gap was about disclosure. About which number a company is legally required to make loud and which number it is only required to make findable. if you know exactly but where to look. CareCloud followed the letter of the rules the whole way through, state by state, filing by filing, and the public still ended up believing a number 10 times too small for 5 months through no single lie, just through silence in the right places and noise in the wrong ones. Individual letters to the affected patients did not start going out until the end of July. That is 4 months after the breach was even detected in the first place. 4 months where someone's social security number was already loose in the world, and they had no idea yet that it was. CareCloud is now offering those patients free credit monitoring and identity recovery cover running through December. Fair play to them for offering it. It is also worth saying plainly, 4 months later than it should have been. What does this actually mean if you are running a healthcare business, marketing one, or simply trusting one with your file? Three things, and none of them are complicated. First, do not treat the state notification as the finish line. If your organization or a vendor you rely on carries a federal registration requirement, that federal number is the one that eventually becomes the real story. Go and check it yourself before a journalist does it for you and you are answering questions you did not see coming. A good fox checks the far side of the hedge before it ever tells the rest of the den the ground is clear. Second, speed matters more than most organisations budget for. 4 months between detection and telling the actual patients is not a technical delay. It is a sequencing decision made by someone, somewhere along the chain, weighing legal caution against a patient's right to know in time to act. Regulators are already watching that gap shrink in other industries, in banking, in telecoms, in aviation. Healthcare will not stay the exception for long, and the next fine handed down in this sector will be built on exactly this kind of timeline, not on the breach itself. Third, and this is the one worth carrying out of the whole story, a quiet, accurate, boring disclosure now is always cheaper than an accurate one dragged out of you later. One portal, update at a time. The cost of a healthcare data breach, averaged across the industry, now runs into the millions per incident, and healthcare has held the unwanted title of the single most expensive breached sector for over a decade running. That cost climbs every extra month the true number stays hidden from the people it actually belongs to. Come back to that scent trail for a moment, because it is where the whole thing lands. A fox does not panic when a false trail crosses a true one. It slows right down and it checks. It does not trust the first thread it finds, simply because that thread happened to be the easiest one to see from where it was standing. Nor does it assume the trail has stopped growing just because the light is fading and it is time to head home. That is the rule worth taking out of this story, and it is a simple one. When an organization tells you a number, ask where that number actually lives and whether there is a bigger, quieter register sitting one level underneath it. In this case, there was. 350,000 was the story everyone was first told. 3,756,000, and still climbing as this was written, was the story that was actually true all along.